This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it moved.
It moved.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I have to give Jake, that was a very well done, like, music. It moved, rejoin combo there. So Jake redeemed himself just now for the Micah Parsons soundbite.
Struck out the side?
That was good stuff, man. That was good stuff from Jake. Is Jake the most valuable crew member on our team right now? He might be. Tyler's redeemed himself. Tyler had a couple down weeks. He's redeemed himself.
Max in the 3 o'clock hour was out here. He was doing things, man.
I gotta tell you. Like, okay, so Mike Brown is the least valuable player right now because he's on vacation during week one. And like Max has been spectacular, like filling in for Mike Brown. It's like Max has done. Max may be Wally Pipping Mike Brown. Like, Addie's Kawhi Leonard, she's, like, never here. Like, she gets, like, the no-show job at BetMGM tonight. So it's great to have Addie back in the saddle here. Bill's fine. I think Jake might be our most valuable crew member. He's been excellent. And we want everybody to swing big, including our crew. Swing big on your next MLB parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. And please gamble responsibly. All right, Femi, we got two segments before we welcome Fox Sports 1's Danny Parkins into the show. Let's hit all 16 games, complete what they thought, and perhaps an opinion or maybe a bet. Tomorrow night, Eagles 8.5 against the Cowboys in Philly. Totals 47.5. Thoughts on this game, Philly and Dallas?
Cowboys, suspect defensive line, suspect linebackers, suspect secondary. Like, I think points will be had all throughout this game. I think for the Cowboys to be competitive, it has to go over. So I think this game goes over the total. But that's been the movement. It's been to the Eagles and the over. But I don't think the over has gone enough. I think there's a lot of meat still left on that bone.
I think you can make a case the total should start with a 5. And if Drew's right and the Eagles take a lead and Dallas has got a throw to get back in this game, I feel like this is like Dallas still has Dak Prescott at quarterback with CeeDee Lamb and now George Pickens. Like, they're going to be able. I'm not saying they're gonna win the game, but I do think they can score. I like the over as well at a minimum tomorrow night, and we'll see what else we add. Props, Prop King, Femi's Island tomorrow night. Football's back. We love it. All right, let's go to Friday, Femi. What about the Chiefs and the Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil? What are we at side and total here?
Yeah, not a whole lot of movement with the side. Now, like a couple of weeks ago, there were some 3.5s out there, but those got bet quickly. So we've been hanging out at 3 for like the better part of a week now. The total has moved up a little bit to the over, 46, now 46.5. I'm assuming people are kind of playing the Brazil angle. Like, we saw last year that really high scoring game between the Eagles and the Packers. Nobody could really get their footing, which bad footing is bad for the defense. You're going to get a lot of points in that kind of game. I kind of like think of these two teams fitting together as an under game. But for me, I think I'm just going to pass the total. Like, it's over in Sao Paulo. Who knows what the hell is going to happen? Maybe the field's good. Maybe it's terrible. We'll all find out on Friday night together. But sidewise, I think 3 is just right. 3.5, I start to get interested in the Chargers, though. But at 3, I think Kansas City's favorite. They should win the game, and that's what the market has it priced at as well.
I think Kansas City's going to win. The Chargers, 2-6 last year against playoff teams, beat the Broncos twice, lost the other six, including two to the Chiefs. I already have Chiefs money line in some parlays. I may just bet Chiefs money line, and I'll lay -165, -170 to do it. I do think the Chiefs will win on Friday night in Brazil. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move to Sunday in New Orleans, Femi. Cardinals at the Saints. What do we got here?
Yeah, this one's been with the total, the movement. It's gone a little bit to the over, 43 at about 43.5. BetMGM still has a 43, so if you like the over, BetMGM is your place to do it. From an injury standpoint, Cardinals had some injuries in the front seven. B.J. Ojulari, Walter Nolan, the rookie, he's hurt. He's on the PUP list, going to miss the first four games. For New Orleans, it's Trevor Penning. He could play on Sunday. He's been dealing with a toe injury. And then as of recently, Chase Young suffered a calf injury during today's practice. They say it's not serious, but we all know about calf injuries, how teams want to be careful with those. But right now, for me, I think it's a lean to the Saints, but let's find out more of the injury report before I really dive in and make the bet.
Yeah, for me, this is going to be a lay it or don't play it with Arizona, where, again, I think the Cardinals are going to be good. It's kind of like a money where my mouth is. Now, we talked about 4.5 earlier in the offseason. Now it's 6.5. The number probably is a little big here. I may pass the game as far as side and total goes. I'll have props. But it's a lay it or don't play it for me, Femi, with Arizona.
You think we get to 7?
No. And I think if we did, it would come off 7.
Would you bet New Orleans at 7, or would you just pass it?
I'd pass.
You want no part of New Orleans. Okay.
No, I think Arizona. I like the Cardinals in the game. Bucks and Falcons in Hotlanta, Femi. What do we have here in the NFC South?
Yeah, a lot of injury news with this game, but let's get to the movement with the side and total first. Like, this was 2.5 this morning, has now come down to 2 in some spots. BetMGM, though, still has the 2.5. Total has also moved up to the over the last couple of days. 46.5 is now 47.5. But the injury news is the big story. We've detailed thoroughly the offensive tackles, Tristan Wirfs for Tampa, Caleb McGarry for Atlanta. Both those guys are out for this game. McGarry's out for the year. Wirfs is out for this week. Might be able to come back in a couple of weeks is what it sounds like, but there's some people who think he might miss all of September. So kind of keep in mind that's going on. Godwin, of course, is out for Tampa. Vita Vea now popped up on the injury report today. DNP with a foot injury. That would be pretty big. You want to talk about the run game for Atlanta? Vita Vea is the guy that's stopping it. If he's not in there, like, that's a massive blow to that Tampa defense. So keep in mind, and also for Atlanta, from a passing game standpoint, Darnell Mooney dealing with a shoulder injury earlier this morning. Raheem Morris said he is day-to-day. So a lot of injury news as it stands right now. Small lean to the Falcons, but I'm not going to make any decisions until we get a cleaner injury report coming up later on in Friday.
My guess is that Mooney does not play. But we'll see, obviously, over the course of the next 40. And Raheem Morris did say that they would take this up potentially right until like 90 minutes before kickoff with Darnell Mooney. I did a lot on this yesterday when I talked about Alabama. I love Michael Penix. I love the Falcons. Falcons +2.5. Falcons money line for me. I'll be on the Falcons this weekend against Tampa. You better you bet on this Wednesday. It moved week one in the National Football League. Femi, let's move to the 1995 Expansion Bowl with the Jaguars and the Panthers in Duval. What do we have here? Jacksonville and Carolina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we got movement with the favorite. Like, the total has gone up to the over, and the Jags have been getting bet over the last couple of days. This was 3, now 3.5 everywhere. It was 46.5, now 47.5 pretty much everywhere. BetMGM has a 47. This, to me, makes a lot of sense when you look at how these two teams fit together. From an injury standpoint, though, important to keep in mind, and Drew brought it up in our last segment, Ike Ekwonu, the offensive tackle for the Carolina Panthers, surprise appendectomy, status uncertain, has been kind of jogging around practice but hasn't really practiced. So keep that in mind when you look at the injury reports tomorrow and on Friday. But I agree with the movement at 3.5. I'm probably just passing the game. The total, I don't know if I want anything to part it like that. I think Jacksonville's just going to win, and I think the betting market now has it properly priced. But earlier this summer, you could have got under a field goal. Now we're out at the right number, in my opinion, between these two teams.
Is there a, just wanted to throw this out there, is there such a thing as like a non-surprise appendectomy? They're all surprises, right? No one's just like you know, like in three weeks I'm going to have my appendix taken out. I think they're all surprise appendectomies. Just want to throw that out there.
It makes it sound more dramatic, right?
surprise appendectomy, a.k.a. an appendectomy. I love the Jaguars all offseason. I think they're going to win the AFC South. I said, like, we've been saying for a long time, it doesn't help you now. Jacksonville 2.5 was the bet. I would still lay 3 with the Jaguars, and I do like the over in the game. I'd rather bet 46.5 over than 47. Also, like, Jacksonville's team over is 23.5, and, like, you got to eat some juice, too. Slurp some juice if you want to make that bet. But I think Jacksonville's scoring at least... Yeah, I got to slurp on that Wednesday. At least 24 points for the Jaguars. Femi, what about the battle for Ohio, the Bengals and the Browns in Cleveland?
Not a ton of movement with the total. That's been kind of hanging out at 47.5 over the last about a week or so. In terms of the side... This has kind of gone back and forth. We have a little bit of push-pull with the Bengals and the Browns. Got all the way out to 6, and once it got to 6, Cleveland money showed up. People bet 5.5, and people are now betting 5 as well. Like, we're sitting here at 5 in some sportsbooks. Some have 5.5, but I think this is we're going to hang out in that no man's land because it feels like there's a lot of interest in Cleveland at 6. At 6, I will be betting the Browns. At this price, I think I'm just going to pass the game. Like, let's see if the Browns can make it there with their secondary. Just kind of a bad matchup if those guys are going to be banged up against Chase and Higgins and Burrow. So 6, though, would be a bet for me on the Brownies.
I think I may be a coward here. After saying for about 2 months... we'd be mano-a-mano in this game, and I'd lay the Bengals. I'm not going to bet Cleveland. I think I may pass this game.
What moved you off Cincinnati? You watch their defense in the preseason, or what?
The Bengals defense.
Here's Bill Kroski Merritt. Yes. Looking
Chris
like Rodney, Marshall
Jeremy
Fall.
McNichols. Dude, if you made me bet the game, I'd lay Cincinnati if you made me bet it. But I don't think I want to do that. I think I'm going to have a big card this weekend. I think I'm going to pass this game as far as side and total are concerned. Femi's telling you he likes the Browns. Do you want to just set Colts Dolphins up and we'll do it on the other side?
Yeah, we can set it up. From an injury standpoint, we'll get into the line movement on the other side. But the injury news with this game, big news on the Miami side. Both Tyreek Hill, obviously the all-pro wide receiver, Devon Achane, their stud running back. Those guys were limited in practice today. Like, let's see how they kind of make it through the rest. Like, Achane's been dealing with that calf injury, started practicing on Monday. Tyreek Hill banged up with an oblique injury. So those are the two things to keep in mind on the Miami Dolphins side. We'll talk more line movement when we come back to begin the Power Hour, but that's where things stand from an injury standpoint.
Yeah, we will hit the Dolphins and the Colts, Commanders, Giants, Steelers, Jets, and the rest of the games coming up in Week 1 to start the Power Hour. Then we'll be joined by Danny Parkins of FS1. We look forward to that. And all our bets for tonight will close the show. It's the Power Hour on a Wednesday, on the eve of the NFL season, on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.